This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know when people die on the streets and they put flowers there? I remember back in the day, I said to one guy, I go, what are you doing with them flowers? He goes, it's Valentine's Day. Man's ain't gonna buy no flowers for my girl. So man ends up robbing flowers where a person died. And he writes a card and says here to his girl, Happy Valentine's Day. After praising the King of all kings, the master of the day of judgment, the one, the only, Allah Azza wa Jalla the mighty, and sending salutations on the Imam of the prophets, leader of the prophets, the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Muslims, I'm not going to go into the definition of what Valentine's Day is. You go do your research. Because if I tell you the definition, you're going to believe that this Imam is lying. He's made some story up. So you go out your way and find out the where is the origin of this day and when it was invented, and you will realize it is none other than another pagan festival. But I tell you one thing, Muslim, non-Muslim, you could live a life fooling others and believing that Allah the Almighty does not know. A woman could have a hijab. You might not wear a hijab. You may have a beard. You may not have a beard, but the reality is that you believed in Allah. You submitted and you testified that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah. And you testified that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the seal of all prophets, Imam of all prophets. You believe that the Quran is the final book. So for that very reason, Valentine's Day is not for you. Why? Because this is a day of zina. Zina of the hands, zina of the eyes, zina of the tongue. You will have mans out there. They have beards. They have hijabs. Women out there will have hijabs. They will go out their way. They will go to Tesco. They will go to their flower shop. And they will go buy the roses. They will go out their way. They will buy the chocolates. Why? Because it's Valentine's Day. Girl and them, a man and them, they need to impress the other half. And I know some wretched individuals out there. You know when people die on the streets and they put flowers there? I remember back in the day, I said to one guy, I go, what are you doing with them flowers? He goes, it's Valentine's Day. Man's ain't gonna buy no flowers for my girl. So man ends up robbing flowers where a person died, and he writes a card and says here to his girl, Happy Valentine's Day. But the sad reality is, think about it. Use your brain. You don't need to be clever. What is this day about? It's a day of zina. It's a day that mans will go out their way to meet up with their girls. They will go to the cinemas. They will go to the restaurant. Go Stratford Road. You go Ladypool Road. Go to Small Leeds. Go Manchester, Bradford, London. Valentine's Day, shops are packed. Gal and them dressed up. Man and them dressed up. They're all out there celebrating Happy Valentine's Day. But the sad reality is that could you just imagine? You are on the brink of committing a sin on this day, and Allah Azza wa Jalla sends Malak al-Maut to take your soul, and he takes your soul on Valentine's Day, the day you were about to commit zina with this person. But you know what? 8-9 years ago, there was a woman. She come forward and she says something that haunts me, and I really want to put it out there. And I want to give you this information. And I want you to warn others that from that day, I have made tawbah. I asked Allah to forgive me, but this one thing haunts me every single day, every night. She says, that my boyfriend, he wanted to spend Valentine's Day. So he surprised me. He blindfolded me. He took me to a hotel. He opened the door. He took the blindfold off me. Flowers everywhere. Romantic, yes? But you know what? Listen very carefully. She said, he passed me a drink. He drank, I drank. We smoked, we chilled, we watched Netflix. And do you know what happened? She says, when we were in the middle of committing zina, when we were in the middle of a disgusting act, Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Mighty, sent Malak al-Maut, and he ripped his soul out in that state. The end is he died on Valentine's Day, on this bed, committing zina in the month that Allah Azza wa Jalla is angry. Why? Because Allah is angry. Because Allah is the one who gave you life. Allah is the one who gave you health. Allah is the one who gave you wealth. But in spite of this, mans don't care. They commit zina. They commit zina on Valentine's Day like never before. Hotels are booked out. All of the ends, and these people are those people. Never mind what the non-Muslims do, that's their business, nothing to do with us. Them and their ways. The Quran has come, and the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam set the seal. Our deen is complete. We don't need other ways. We have our celebrations, where Allah the Almighty sends angels. But this person, how did he die? On Valentine's Day. Committing zina. On a day that Allah is angry. But the sad reality is, the people who believe in Allah and His Messenger, these are the people out there doing the haram, committing the sin. They don't believe that Allah will punish them. This is the same belief this person had. He went out. He believed he's going to live a life till the end. He will chill and thrill. But what did he know? The Malak al-Maut has come and ripped his soul out. This is why, O Muslims, wallahi, go do your research. Do your research. Find out what this day is about. You go find out what Valentine's Day is about. If you believe in Allah and the last day, and you believe that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a messenger to guide people like you and I, then you will refrain from committing and engaging on days like this. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla the Mighty that Allah saves us from evil like this. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that those who have committed their sins previously, that Allah wipes their slate clean and forgives their sins. You just never know when your end is near. Return. Believe in Allah, that Allah will forgive you if you stop doing this day. If you stop celebrating Valentine's Day, know that Allah and the gates of Tawbah are open. You just ask Allah, and Allah the Almighty will forgive you. So till next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.